server 67.
לגמור היה זה ספיר, וואי ביוסן המשנה לפי זעיר יראו שניסטרו לרב ישוע איזה אסור אין רב סז אין אוי סרים על היחוד זוג דגמור אין מי לא עושו ביוחסים זוג תספיס מי לא עושו ביוחסים תאים את המשמה ואין אוי סרים על הייחוד איירי באיש אסיש ולאי בפנויו. תניסה זה כדס. פעם אור סוגי אז משמע, לא נזן לסגות. פעם אור סוגי אז משמע, דה דה הלוכה ואין אוי סרים על הייחוד is talking about an איש אסיש and not about a פנויו. דיינו רב סדה מימרה, אין אוי סרים על הייחוד. זוג דגמור את דיס מימרה אברב, ואין אוי סרים על הייחוד, מיירי באיש אסיש ולאי בפנויה. And Taisa says, מהוכה משמה. It's משמה להקדיש in the sugya that the מיימרי פון רב, פון אויסרים על הייחוד, לאיקים על הייחוד ואין אויסרים על הייחוד, מיירי באיש אסיש. From where it's משמה. פשט is פושט. What it's משמה, מכאן משמה, where it's משמה. But the משמה is very פושט from where it's משמה. The משמה is from the fact that the Gemara had a kasha. Mitzad echad in our Mishnah state that Yoyser ala yichud. Ra'u o shenisteru. Ra'u o shenisteru. Mitzad echad Rav said, ein oyserim ala yichud. So we have a stira. And the Gemara answers, mai le osu biyuchsim. What is the Teretz Rashi says? Bayos, Bayos mered legabi koyhani. Dort mered legabe eish esish. So what is the teretz? Bayos mered legabe koyani. Dio is speaking legabe eish esish. So the aloche of Rav and ein oisrim ala yichud, mayri be eish esish. If it's mayri be pnuyo, so it's also legia legabe koyani. So what is the teretz of the gemore, maylo osu be yuchsin? Dio also you have to make a maylo be yuchsin. The teretz is, dio we not talk about koyani. We talk about eish esish. So Al-Kochuch, the Memre from Rav was talking about Eish Esish. The Memre from Rav was not talking about the Pnuyo. On the field of Teisus Rid. He was before the Chasana, he was after the Chasana. So these are the Pirush and Minutes of Teisus. Teime, the Mashma den Oistrim ala Yichud, Ayri be Eish Esish, ולאי בפנויו. ובסויף קידושין, מוקי מלכים על הייחוד דווקא בפנויו. Fakert God, the Gemara says, that the Reshev Rav, מלכים על הייחוד, is only בפנויו. אבל באיש אסיש, you can give a Malkus. Because if you give a Malkus, at the Moisi Lazal Bonel, people will say that she was Mezane, so the kids are Mamzei. So you can give Malkus. So let's go fuck out. The Afilu Mazutra, the Malkim Machrizim Beish Esish, Moedet Bepnuya Nami Ayri, this is Taisis Kasha. Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the Afak of the Malkim Ala Yichud Ayri Bepnuyo, and Oysrim Ala Yichud Lo Yairi Ala Beish Esish. At the Chak Dika Teretz. That Oysrim Ala Yichud Red Beish Esish. But this you have to say Pshat. Because by us we speak about the Pnuyo, Legadi Kihuno, and dear the Gemara answers, by us it's Milos Biyuchsin, dear it's not Milos Biyuchsin, Al Kochosh is not a Pnuyo Legadi Kihuno. So what is the Shail of Ta'asr or not? The Gans Shail of Ta'asr is what? Legadi Bailo, Samireta Fishesish. This is Tesis' Mahalch. The Tesis Yeshonim here is Choylek and Tesis. And he learns Nishtazi. Lama said the Tesis Yeshonim, Afandaf. Tesis Yeshonim asked the Kasha. All the Rishonim asked the Kasha. We learned already in Naftes, and Gan Shas. אין אישו נאסרס על ביילו, אלו בעסקי קינוי וסתיר. אין אישו נאסרס על ביילו, אלו בעניוני קינוי וסתיר. We know that ישסיש is not נאסרס על ביילו, only בעניוני קינוי וסתיר. אין קינוי וסתיר, ישסיש is not נאסרס על ביילו. So state clause, that אין אישרים על האיכות. You have to come to a memory from Rav, אין אישרים על האיכות. אין אישו נאסרס על ביילו, אלו בעניוני קינוי וסתיר. So state clause, that אין אישרים על האיכות. So you have to come to a special membre. Come to a special membre of Rav and Oisrim al-Aichu. מירקוש דה ויצח מדרב דו אמר נויס מלאיחוד האבל נמיפח מודה קיימלון בקול תלמודה סתם משנייס אין אישו נעשר אסל בעלה לדה איסי כינוי בסתירה לקח סתם, what is the terrence? טוב, זה שטר כקש why did more and other that lay me rav de loike rav yeshua maybe rav is la loche de rishon imas aber gamil haus sich mehr menes so za kash lay me rav de loike rav yeshua sta me kash and I'm going into it now and the loche de police kem avei shver but was is rav de loike rav yeshua rav is to take a side oder rav loike rav gamil oder loike rav yeshua da loche is rav gamil so rav sel loche na isem alei khu if rav would say isem alei khu he would be wrong cuz he would ask him lay me rav de loike rav gamil and the loche is rav gamil סתם זה שעה שווה גמורה. אבל בוא נפרק רגע. maybe in the end of the sugi we'll see תירוץ עם הפקבי הגרסה זה להלוכה, לכתחיל או בכל שיש רבי ישוע. בלי סך מישהו. אבל here as a glad the cash, as a מפורש של מישנה, גן שס. דפטס, the gemore bring it בתור דבו פושט, בואי קיים בלון, and the issue נעשר אסל בילו, אלא בעיני כיני וסתירה. no one is חוי לכנת. זה מכיר דת, אז אי פרק דת איסי ישוני. לפי רעש, לפי דה מעריק, that we said the beginning of the sugi, could be a terrets. the מעריק said, that stira alein, if she goes into a room, avada she's not neser. Not on bailo, and not on kohanim. The stira of the sugi is that she was medaberes binyoni tafus. She was talking narishkeit. And it looked like when she's going into the room, she's going al daita desnus. And how it's mashma, he said, because it says, malkim ala yichud, ve'en oisrim ala yichud. Kfeilus. Normally you'd written, malkim ala yichud, ve'en oisrim olov. ואין אויסרים על הייחוד, משמע בכל גוונה, אפילו בגוונה שאו שאתה מדבר אז דברי טיפלוס. אז איזו גמרי. אבל סתם תאה זה קשף ונשס, עבד אין אישו נעשר עשה על בילו בניון הקינו וסתירה. סתם תאה שאישו על בילו בניון הקינו וסתירה? אולי בקינו וסתירה, ותודו אל תיסוסרי אימו, וניסטרו אימו, שדין לתוק דברי טיפלוס, שזה עושו. On them she's not עושו. So maybe a teretz, I think the Ma'arik himself comes to answer this kasha. Come because they frag the Teis Yishonim. Why the Gemara didn't ask in Gan Shas? Lochi nirali the Rav Ayri bepnuyo. The Hainu fakel beishasish. We never have a tzad to ask her. Mailosu beyuchsin. The Gemara never had a tzad to ask her eishasish. Mitzal mailosu beyuchsin. So the Gan says, what is the kasha bichlal? Not from eishasish. From eishasish we knew the svore. Ein le'eser isha al bailo. Vemele, ein le'isha le'eser isha le'bekinu v'stire. No, bepnuyo, weiter koyhanim. So, but Razay, so what is this? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So, Rav said, no, isim ala yichud bepnuyo. Oh, but the kasha is, so what is the terrors of the Gemara, mailo, su biyuchsim? If both of them are talking legabi pnuyo, what is the difference? This was the raya from Teisvis, then we can mashma that Rav is talking about Eishasish. Because the Gemara says, mailo, su biyuchsim, bayosetz koyhanim, diretz Eishasish. So, the Teisvis shonim, I'll tell you, nupshat in the Gemara, what is the terrors of the Gemara? The hoche perusha, the mailo, su biyuchsim. היכה דה אמרו לקושר נבעלתי, דה מוידה מיה ולוי מהם נלוי במיגו, אבל אם אמרו לה נבעלתי, בלוי עושו מי לא עושו ביוחסי. That my loss of biyuchsin is only when she's made it that she was nivellous and we don't believe her but amigo. But when she says le nivalti, Chazal never made a gzeira. So in every Eish Asish, when she says le nivalti, Chazal never made a gzeira. Ein o isha neeser as al baylo, beloi nivalti. The ganze suy is, when she says nivalti, of them Rabbi Yeshua hold that she's awesome. But Tesis didn't learn like that. Let me end it in the Tesis first. ואם תאמר תספק נוזק קשה, זה נוזק גמורה. בפרק בסר דנדורים גבהו נויף דאי לגבו דאו איססה. A person came to his house, and he sees a נויף coming out from the house. Now, he wanted to drink water in the house. אמר לי נויף, דאי גמורה, לא יתאיך מנה דתאים נחיביה, don't drink this water, the snake did it, and if you will drink, you will die. זוג דגמורי, הוא אמר רוב, איסה ששאריה, על כוח, the noyev didn't do it, because if he would do it, he would prefer that the husband will drink, and the husband will die. אם איסה דו עבר איסור, אין ניחה לידי לימוס. משמע, דילה ביתיימו, איסה נעשר, עשה די איכות. משמע, without the heter, that the noyev told him to, not to drink, it's a right that the noyev doesn't want him to die, he's told me he never did it. Then the gemorי answers, מהם גדובים עם תוקו, משמע, that on them, she'll be אסור לבילו. שטר כקרשם. It's not a kasha. It's a hope me Yeshua, I'm not going into it. It's a shayne kasha. What is megea tiksuvas daf yud gimel? It's not a kasha. Hey, no, you should not say that by the way, we can investir. Oh, my Rav, no, you see, my Yichud. When you learn the Dorim, it's mashma that the man came out of the house and went out of the story with a snake. Should be also. It's not a kasha on Rav. It's not a kasha on Rav. Rav said, no, you see, my Yichud. The Mishnah says, "Ein oishen esar sal ba'ilu bikinu v'stire." And it's a Gemara in the Dorim that someone came out of the house and they really wanted to answer him without the story of the snake. In short, the ganze ariches. What is the shaykh? It's not a kasha. What's in the getz or a sugya? I'm not going to answer, but I'm saying to Yeshua. Stam ha'ole, what's the shaykh saying yonim? So it's a shayne kasha. What is the shver sugi? It's the mailos of biyuchsin. Very shver sugi. Tase stam ha'ptarayim kashas. Stam ha'kasha and rav. But if he rashi, the kasha is not a kasha. He was a koyen. This person was a koyen. Mailos of biyuchsin, she was also. That person was a koyen. Rashi could answer that person came home to the house as a koyen. And the Rashba said that if he rashi, if he's a koyen, even if he's married, we say mailos of biyuchsin. The Sritza is a difference married and not married. But the Rashba's medayik b'das Rashi, ma'ilosu b'yuchsin b'koyhanim. B'koyhanim alam al da'asun. He was a koyan. So if he Rashi with a glata teretz, he was a koyan. V'yishloim azok teises, the noyef shayni. What's the teretz, noyef shayni? It's such a starke reyuse, when you have a noyef. Then l'kule alma we say ma'ilosu b'yuchsin. When it's such a starke reyuse, when it's a noyef, lekula alma mailo osu biyuchsi. Dainu, stama isha that nistero, stama isha that is nistero, ein echanami, as no nefkis, no, they don't answer. But it's a noyef, that he's becheskes noyef, that everyone knows that he's a noyef, then ein echanami, she's also lebailo. Then ein echanami, she's also lebailo. Rav Yosef de Shalitin Tiretz, den oisum ala yichud ayri bepnuyo, kemi malkim ala yichud, velo ayri lekehuna. Ay, wasn't nefkimine, אלא אין אויסרים אויסר לבנוי כשנס יחד עם אובי ורב יודה זה הנוס דה אוסר בנוס אסר this is this פרק דה פני ישוע השטרקה קש this בעצם רב תיבלגה takes out a lot of הלוחס in this קש of the פני ישוע so the maestro we finish this חלק of the סוגיה the gemara says מי לא אוסו ביוחסים so by Yosef she's nistero a פנויו she's אוסר לכהונה אבל יש אסיש שנסתרו שמותרס לבילו and Taisa said מכאן משמע דמירת אפיש אסיש but בפנויו every time you have to ask her because my loss will be yuchsin. May the frekta is a kasha that the gemara in kiddushin is mashma. That Rav spoke about the pnuyo. And why Rav says in Oisrim ala yichud, you said my loss will be yuchsin by us. This is Taisa's kasha. So again, Taisa's answer is tirutzin. But let me get a right a minute to have close Taisa's kasha. By us we know that when a pnuyo is misyached, we say my loss will be yuchsin and she's also lekeuna. The frekta is a kasha, the way the gemara tells it in kiddushin, Rav also spoke about the pnuyo. So if they say in oisim ala yichud means she's muter lekeuna, I just said my losu biyuchsin. Al kochor the gemara speak and she says, but bepnuyo Rav will be moida that my losu biyuchsin and she'll be also. Right? This is Taisa's kasha. For the pnuyo Yeshua, Taisa's kasha doesn't start. By us, what is the case? She says lekosher nivalti. Right? Lekoyen ish kosher. Rav holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds my losu biyuchsin. What is the case of Rav in oisim ala yichud? She says, Loi nivalti. Because Rav is also talking about Eish Esish. He's talking also about a Pnuyo and also about Eish Esish. And a Pnuyo and Eish Esish, if she says nivalti, she's also Lebailo. So what does lady say? She's saying, Loi nivalti. Taisa said before that if you say Loi nivalti, if you say Loi nivalti, you're okay. Taisa said before, if you say Loi nivalti, you're Mutar Lebailo. You're kosher. You're not also. This was the first thesis and the fourth thesis that Afilu Rav Liman Rav Yeshua, you only also when you say, hey, Nivalti ve Lekosher Nivalti, and she's not Nemo Bemigu. But if she says Loi Nivalti, she's Nemo. So what is the Ganze Kasha? What is the Ganze Kasha? As if I did Pnu Yeshua. No, Chamon. Thesis is Maimi Be Kasha. By all state in the Sugya, that by a Pnu, my loss will be Yuchsin. Frag the Gemara von Rav, that ain't no Yisrim ala Yichud. So the Gemara, dear, it's not Kehuna, it's Eish Esish. But if it'll be a Kehuna, it'll be also. Mikan Mashma, that the Pnuyo is also. Frag the Eish, why the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that Rav talk about the Pnuyo? For the Pnuyo, she's talking about the Pnuyo. But the case of Rav, she says, Loi Nivalti. If she says, Loi Nivalti, Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's Ne'emenes. Our Gemara was asking a kasha from the case of Eish Esish. Taisa said before, "Medam ichad tzveike lechad tzveike." But in the case that she said "Loi nivalti," Taisa said before she's ne'emenes. In the case of Rav, she's saying "Loi nivalti." So what's real Taisa's? By us, Oisrim alai Eish Esish Isha shenistero, and she says Ishploi nikoyen. Rabbi Shua says Ma'ilo su biyuchsin. Abzak Taisa, if she would say "Loi nivalti," she's okay. This is the main Rem Rav and Oisrim alai Yichud. Dahainu, Malkim ala Yichud, because maybe she did a beer, aber ein oisim ala Yichud, because she says, Loi nivalti. If she says Nivalti, for sure she gets Malkus. I mean, the Chiddush of Rav is, she's saying Lo Nivalti. And Rav says, what is the Kasha Bichlal? What is the Kasha Bichlal? This was Teis Kasha before. They said, our Suya is talking about the Chelik from the Shishish. Over the Chelik from the Pnuyo, if she says Lo Nivalti, Avanish is okay. If she says Lo Nivalti, Avanish is okay. As they fake the Pnu Yeshua. Zog the Pnu Yeshua, and the MS, it's not only a Pnu Yeshua. It's Teisfus and Kiddushin Daf Peyalef. Teis and Kiddushin Daf Peyalef says the same Teretz. He asks Teis Kasha Bayos, and he answers, V'yashloimar, it's not a Kasha Bichlal. Bayos, she's Osur, because she says, L'kosher Nivalti. And Kiddushin, why by a Pnu Yo Rav said in Oisim Al Ayichud? Because she said, Lo Nivalti. Very glad. Very glad. Zog the Pnu Yeshua Teretz. Rab Kivei Eiger is Meroim in this Teretz Mod. Zog the Pnu Yeshua. I want to ask you, Shaila, if you remember, we learned yesterday. Why Lefi Rab Yeshua, when she says Lekosher Nivalti, she's not believed? And when she says Loi Nivalti, she's believed? Why when she says Loi Nivalti, she's believed? Lefi Rab Yeshua, we hold Mailos Ubiyuchsi. She says Lekosher Nivalti, she's not believed. She says Lo Nivalti, she's believed. Why she's believed? Why she's believed when she says Lo Nivalti? Yes, why she's believed? She says Lo Nivalti. What's the difference? My loss will be yours. What? Zog Teisves, look in Teisves, Mamaschil ben Oisrim ala Yichud. The Omul and Nivaltim can have a specs fake. Maybe she did it, maybe not. And even if not, maybe with a kosher. If she says Nivalti, we left with one suffix, kosher or posul, because we don't use her migul. But if she says Lo Nivalti, she has a specs fake. Maybe yes, maybe not. And even yes, maybe she made it with a kosher. Lefi dem, zog de Pnu Yeshua. What would be if a Pnuyo goes into a room with a guy? She's ra'ua shen nistero im agoy. And she says lo nivalti. She's believed or not. If she says, she goes into a room, she's misyachet with a goy. And she says lo nivalti. What? She doesn't have a sfix fake, so what would be the aloche? What? Ra'ua shen nistero im goy. Ve'omro lo nivalti. What would be the aloche? She will not be believed. So Rav says, "En oisrim ala yichud." Mashma in every case, even with a goy. Why? Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, my loss will be yuchsin. What I'm trying to answer, but she's saying lo nivalti. But it's mashma that she was nistar with everyone. Rav was not mechalek with her. Rav says, "En oisrim ala yichud." You can't say because she's saying lo nivalti. Lo nivalti only helps in our mishneh that ro'ua, and we don't know with who. This is our mishneh. Omulo matibo shen ish pleini. We don't know who he is. Avdem zok Rav, Rabbi Shua, if she doesn't, if you say loy nivalti, she has a sfeik sfeik, because we don't know with who. She says kosher. But if we saw with who she was nisto, and she says loy nivalti, she'll be also, she doesn't have a sfeik sfeik. The male takes cannot answer it. Zok Rav Kiveger and Shuva. I think it's in the blue Rav Kiveger Bodam. But Tesis and Kiddushin that didn't answer it, he learns a noopshat. That when a person, lady says Lo Nivalti, she's believed L'Rifi Rabbi Yeshua, because there's no Reyuseh. Stam. Teis Yeshonim here. It's Mashma. When she says Lo Nivalti, even Beish Yisish, she's Nemo when she says Lo Nivalti. Stam. Because there's no Reyuseh. When she says Nivalti, I'm bad, I did Avere, she tries to say Lekosher, she doesn't have a Migu, and she lost her Cheskes Kashas. But when she says Lo Nivalti, she claims that there's no problem. Rabbi Yeshua believes her. Zog Rav Kiveger, Zochinu Ledin, Sholosh Shitas Besugya Shelonu. It's Mamash Givaldi. First Shita is the Rishonim that we mentioned. Rashbo, Ramban. That if a Isha says Lo Nivalti, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe. Ein Apotropos Le'arayas. The Rishonim are not masking with Teisves. We had a tzad even in Rashi like that. We had Stiras. But the Rashbo, Ramban. If a lady says Lo Nivalti, we don't believe her. Rabbi Yeshua, not because he doesn't hold for Migu. He is no Migu. She's not believed to say Lo Nivalti. My loss will be Yuchsin. She can't say if she goes into a room Pnuyo, and she's Nistar, and she says, Loi Nivaldi, we don't believe her, we don't hope him to fix Veike, Ein Apotropos Learayas, she's not believed to say Loi Nivaldi. Tesis was Mechadesh, that she's believed to say Loi Nivaldi. But here we have two Shittas. Shittas at Tesis is, that Be'etzim is a Reusel, if you Rabbi Yeshua, like we said yesterday. She went into the room. Just if she says Loi Nivaldi, then we have a Sfeik Sveike, Loi Osa Rabbi Yeshua. It's not a sfeik sfeike. Kegoin sheru'u o sheniva lo imgoi, avada teisus bimoide, that she's vaita not nemen to say lo inivalti. Only if we don't know with who she's nemen. And teisus in kiddushin that did answer, the teis yishonim bayos and teis arosh bayos, that did answer that as a chilik if she says lo inivalti, or likosh o nivalti, they learn no, lefi Rabbi Yeshua, when she says nivalti, so it's a reyus, raglaim ladovo, that she was mezane, we have a reyus lefoneinu, then Rabbi Yeshua holds my law su biyuchsin. Aber lo yitzuyo, she says lo inivalti, dayno. Rav Asi holds, even if we saw she went into the room, because now we didn't see a beer, it's no my law su biyuchsin. Zeiri was mechanish, even nistero. But what she says in nistero, the Rishonim say, what she will say, she's not believed. Even if she says lo inivalti. Taisa say, if she says lo inivalti, she's believed that she has a sfeik sfeike. Lefi Zeiri. And lefi the Taisa is mekidushin, even if she doesn't have a sfeik sfeike. Mele zot rav kibayegir, hayoytze ledine, she'isho she'nistero im goy. This is be'etzem the kasha we brought down, what the Ma'arik was talking about. We speak lemaiso, isho pnuyo, you know, she was nista with a goy, she never did it. Now she wants to marry a kohen. She's allowed to, she's not allowed to. Like Atchilah, the Rav Kivegel says, we choshesh la'alocha like Atchilah to Rabbi Yeshua. She's allowed to marry a goy, she's not allowed to marry a kohen or not. I know, Eishes of Pnuyo Bas Yisroel goes into a room and closes the room with a goy. She says she never did it. She claims she never did nothing. She didn't know that it was a Yisro Yichud. She went to her office, she went to a doctor, she closed the door. She thought you're allowed to. She's allowed to marry a kohen lemaisa or not. So after them, the Ma'arik has this big tshuva that is not negat to our suge, only when we saw medaberes, when we saw. It's a shayla lemaisa, a lot of times, the isha doesn't know hilchos yichud. She went to a doctor, she locked the door. Now she wants to get married to a kohen. It's maisa she b'chol yoyim. She doesn't know, a lot of people are meratzim, the maisa she hilchos yichud. After them, get up with Vega. Vega says, and this suge is alamo, he says, if she stop, I'm all in. She doesn't know, she locked the door, she's a pnuyo, she wants to marry a kohen. So the Ma'arik and tshuva was matir her, she was not medaberes. Again, מיקר רבינו לא חכי רבי גמליאל, אבל רבי קיבל יוסף, מיכוי שיש לכתחיל את רבי ישוע. זה לפי דמעריק, אבל on the מעריק, זה לפי דרישוינים, שזה אינו נאמנס. שזה אינו נאמנס, שכאן זה לא נבלתי. לפי תייספס, שזווה איתה מעט נאמנס, אבל פשו שיבוס נסקה אחת, the only is one סופק, נבל לא, לא, נבל לא, שזווה איתה לא אסור לכהונה. לפי תייסן קידושים, לפי רבי ישוע, מצישס לא נבלתי, שזה נאמנס. אומר, שזה אין, לא נבלתי. Avada stam, just to have a double shalom. La'aloch le'maisa, if the husband doesn't know about it, she doesn't have to tell him. If she's a pnuya, she went, she was 18, she was miyachel with a doctor, she doesn't know the isur yichud, she locked the door. Now she wants to marry a kohen. So le'maisa al pi aloch, she's not allowed to. Yeah, if he rav kivayegel, if he tastes in al sugya, if he the rishonim, she can't get married to a kohen. But if the kohen doesn't know about it. Not Bishasa, she doesn't have to tell him. She knows that she's muta lekuhuna. She knows that she's muta lekuhuna. If he tells her, if you have a migu, if you don't have a migu, she tells him, yeah, I was mityachid amo. But I'm saying, she herself, but Lu Yitzur, he knows. Lu Yitzur, you know, Bishasa engagement, he sees that she's mityachid. Could be he can't get married anymore. Again, the shayla of Rabbi Yeshua helps him pesha osa, my loss of yuchsin. We'll see later. Tesis Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know from Migu. Lama zan etzvei tachelik from the Gemara. But I'm saying, from this, wieviel Rabbi Kivei Eger giboi from the Pnei Yeshua's kashe and Tesis? How Rabbi Kivei Eger giboi from Pnei Yeshua's kashe and Tesis? This machlek is rishayni man desuge. I think it's in chelik beis. It's in the blue Rabbi Kivei Eger, but I think in the tshuvas it's in chelik beis. Simen on beis, I think in the end of the tshuvah. Chelik beis simen on beis. Lama zan the tzveit chelik from the Gemara. Meisvi, ro'u shenichneso im echod laseisa. Oy lachurva. Here's the Gemara stam bepshat. I don't have a achroev adois. I'm sure we'll learn it together. So I tried to find out. So I never. Laseisa zot rashi mashu meichud le'alme. Oy lachurva. Stome lebeile shumokim znus. So I don't know. What is the difference? Nichneso laseisa oy lachurva. Seisa, she went into a mokim seisa. What happened to Churva? I thought I have three pshatim. We'll try maybe to read more together. One pshat, avada b'chulva also, she only went in to say so. She walked into the chulva. It's more fashmektach, like in Rashi, b'dach klal people go to do averis. To say so, people go averis, they go to a doctor. But to a chulva, if I was getting into a chulva, dangerous to go into a chulva, but get into a chulva, it's a place, you do bad things. But gomish, then it's two kinds of say so. It's a say so, stama yichud, other a chulva, one pshat. Other a tzveite pshat, L'seisar u'l'chuvah, what is the seisar u'l'chuvah? That chuvah is anan tzadi. If a person goes into a chuvah, for sure he's going to do aveir. Raglaim ladovo, anan tzadi. Anan tzadi. It's raglaim ladovo that she did it. And a third pshat, that l'chuvah means that we saw her doing it. It's a lishne ma'aliyah. Chuvah is a place you do aveiras. So the lishne ma'aliyah, how to say it? You say, as we said, Ruosh Medaberes, like Moses said, the Fizah, the Lishna Me'al Yenoka, Mu'uberes, as the Chetims that you see a Maise Bia. This is also a Loshin Me'ula. What is a Loshin Me'ula? A Loshin Me'ula is, Shenich Mesolach Rechuv. It's a Loshin Me'ula. But we saw a Maise Bia. So, Nochamon. Seisar is a Yichud Be'alme. This is a Seisar. Chuv is one of the three. Other, it's also a Seisar. Mitashtikel Muraglaim Ladovo. Or it's Anan Tzadi that was a beer there, or that we saw a Maisa beer. More mistabel to me like the first Tzad. That Chuv is poshut a place that is a shtikel more raglaim ladovo. Zog di gemore, v'omru lo mativo shel yizeh koyen, who was in a second di gemore. Ubein achi abu, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nehemelis, Rabbi Yishua, Imer, le mipio, nu chai. Elo arei ze becheskes be'ulo, le nosim, ve'le mamzera, shet obirai, le dvoreo. Frek di gemore, bishlei mele zeire, haynu dektoni tarti, le seiser o le chuv. What is the pshat? I need two. Why? If I would write Seisar, I would think only in Seisar, Rabbi Gamliel is matir. In Churve, that it's a shena starke raglaim ladovor, Rabbi Gamliel asks. If I would write Churve, I would say, Churve, that is a starke raglaim ladovor, Rabbi Yeshua asks. Seisar, that is a schwache raglaim ladovor, maybe it doesn't ask. If we say the other pshatim, it's even more partial. One is stira, one is beer. But the nafkimina, I'll tell you where's the nafkimina lemaisa that I have. She went into the chuve and she says lo nivalti. She's believed or not. And a seisa, we had a whole machlekes rishonim now. She's believed lo nivalti. What happens in the chuve? If it's like a seisa, she's never to say lo nivalti. But if it's like a beile, she's not never. We'll go back to the next piece of the gemara. Elo leravasi do omar nivalo. So seisa means nivalo tarti lo moli chodek toni. L'seisar b'churve, v'o l'seisar o l'churve k'toni, chobe l'churve d'mase, v'chobe l'churve d'dabre. V'tzricha, d'yesh min l'churve d'mase, b'o k'masher o m'gamliel, shum d'roif k'sheirim etzlo. Aba l'churve d'dabre, d'roif psulim etzlo, eim emoid v'rab l'shua, v'yesh min l'barut b'aib, v'o k'mar b'shua, aval b'o eim emoid v'rab g'mliel, tzricha, z'ot rashi, churve d'mase stam b'ilosu me'echo b'bnei o'iru. ואיקה למימר בעיר שירו בו ישראל עם קשרים קומה. דדברי סופק איכות מסוף כל האוילום בו לכאן. ורוב האוילום עובדי כחובים הם, נקרא שיגוד. ורוב האוילום עובדי כחובים הם, דחצח, ופסולים איש לו בביוסר לכהונו. כדאומה ביבומס ובקידושים ובכחובים ועבד שאין לו אלמונוס וגירושים בו. פרק רבקי ואיגר, השטר כקשה, אבל לא מבויד אסויס. לגמור עשה להב החידוש לפי רב אסי, לפי זה עירד החידוש סתם. רבוסד, רב גמליאל, זמטיר, איבן, בחורבה, and the חילוש רבי ישוע אסס, even בסי סוסטם. אבל לפי רב אסי, לגמור understands that both of them was a מייסה ביה בפויה. סייסו doesn't mean סתם סייסו, it's a לישנה מעליה, and was a מייסה ביה. So both of them was a מייסה ביה. So what is the difference? What is the חילוש? What is the חילוש in both of the cases? זוג לגמור, the חילוש in both of the cases is, what is chuba the masa and what is chuba the dabra? What is the chiddush? And the reisha is roiv israelim. And even so, Rabbi Yeshua asks. And the sefer is chuba the masa, the dabra, roiv psulim. And even so, Rabbi Gamliel is machshir. So here the gemara by Zois, Rabbi Yeshua is machshir afilu beroiv psulim, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel asks afilu beroiv. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua is oiser afilu beroiv ksheirim, and Rabbi Gamliel is matir afilu beroiv psulim. Fregt Rabbi Kiveiger Ashar Kekasha. Maybe we'll stick to the Lashonis Rashi. Rashi explains what is why chuba de dabre is roi psulim. So it's like this: chuba de masse, who comes over? Someone from the city. Why someone from the city comes over? So if someone from the city, has to come over, so mele roi v'city is ksheirim. Roi v'city is ksheirim. Masha'enkin b'chuba de dabre. Who has to come over? Someone from Safa Elam. Someone from Safa Elam is going. So Mamela, we know, and Chuba the Masa, we know that Rabbi Yeshua Asa is Afilu Beroiv Ksheirim. And in Chuba the Dabre, Rabbi Gamliel is Matir Afilu Beroiv Psuli. Where is the Roiv Psuli in Chuba the Dabre? Like Rashi, someone from the end of the world come, and most of the people in the world are Psulim. Why most of the people in the world are psulim? Because there are more goyim in the world from Yidden. So, Mamele, Roiv HaOlam goyim. So again, this is klar. Chuba de Masa could be Roiv Ksheirim, a kosher city. Why Chuba de Dabre and the Soda every time is Roiv Psulim? Because who could come over? Someone from the world. Most of the world is goyim. Frank Nabkiveh Eger. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ne'emeles. Rabbi Yeshua says, Eina Ne'emeles. Why Rabbi Yeshua holds as Eina Ne'emeles? Becheske Shenivalo, Lenosin Velemamza. Who's speaking about the Nosin Velemamza? Nosin Velemamza is not Ravoilo. Nosim Mamzer is Yechidim. So Rabbi Yeshua says that she's not Ne'emenes Becheske Shenivalo Lenosim VeLeMamzer. So who was Boiler? A Goy or a Nosim Mamzer? So Al Kocha Rabbi Yeshua is Choshesh for the mute. How you could say that Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Yeshua would only say the first Mishnah, that he would say Ra'u Shenistero, she's also, I'm sorry, if Rabbi Yeshua would only say the second Mishnah, Chuba de Dabre, that Rabbi Yeshua would ask her, I would say, yeah, you know why he asks us with Chuba de Dabre? Because we go Bosa Rov HaOilom, and Rov HaOilom are Psulim. Bemele, Rabbi Yeshua also has to say that she's also not only in Chuba de Dabre, Rabbi Yeshua has to say that she's also even in Chuba de Masa. Even b'chuba de masa, she's also. It was not enough to him to say that she's also b'chuba de dabre. He had to say that she's also even b'chuba de masa. Frank Nabkiveh Eger, but Rabbi Yeshua said the words, Hareize b'cheska shenivalo lenosin velemamza. So Rabbi Yeshua says, not that we say that she went to a goy. She went to a nosin amamza. Nosin amamza is not rov ha'olam. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua is choishesh, not even to the Rav HaOlam. Rabbi Yeshua is choishesh even to the mute. Rabbi Yeshua says, she's becheskes nivalo lenosin velemamzer. Dahainu, not because mistome is roiv goyim, muchach in Rabbi Yeshua, that is not choishesh to the roiv goyim, even to the mute, nosin velemamzer, Rabbi Yeshua is also choishesh. So how you could say that if Rabbi Yeshua would only write, Chuba de Dabre. I would think that the reason Rabbi Yeshua asked it because it's Roy Psulim. Because most of the people that come to the Chuba de Dabre, Misoifa Oilam Bo and Rav Oilam Goyim, but Rabbi Yeshua never said it. Rabbi Yeshua said, if Rabbi Yeshua said, Arezi Becheske Shenivalo Legoy, you're right. But Rabbi Yeshua didn't say Becheske Shenivalo Legoy. What Rabbi Yeshua said? Becheske Shenivalo Lenosim Velemamza. Zog Rabbi Kivay, I have a plan. That's a hand good. The mother herself, is no nafkemine if she was nival to nosin or mamzer or not. She's posu. So you write, so why Rabbi Yeshua said it? Not because Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say that mistome we choishish to the mute. We're not choishish to the mute. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. You're right. The mother herself, I'm only answering the chubo de dabre because it's roiv akum de psulim. I'm only choishish to the roiv. The Hainu. When there's no Roy Psulim, I go Bosach Heskes Kashas. When there's no Roy Psulim, I go Bosach Heskes Kashas. Why I'm passing the mother? Because it's Chuba de Dabre, it's in the Sode, and it's Roy Goyim. So why I'm saying Becheska Shenivala Lenosim Velamamza? Herzachai. It's like Rabbi Kiveger is saying. The kid is Becheskas that he's a Nosim and a Mamza. The mother is not Becheska Shenivala Lenosim Velamamza. Why? We're not Choshesh to Miut. The mother is Bechashash that she was Nival to a Goy and Roiv Goyim. This is the reason Rabbi Yeshua said that it's possible. Again, if the Tana would only write the case that a lady was Nistar in the Dabra and the Sodeh, and Rabbi Yeshua would say Asur, I would think that in the city it's Mutar. Why? I would say in the Sodeh, why the mother is Asur? Because Mistamish she was Nival to a Goy. And the city is no Roiv Goyim, the mother is Kosher. I, Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't say that Mistamish she was Nival to a Goy. He says she was Nival to a Nasin to Mamza. So Rabbi Kiveger like this. Klappe the kid, I say, Mistama the mother was Nival to a Nasin to Mamza. Nafkamina is that the kid is not, I'll explain. If the mother of the Moshe married a Goy, so the mother becomes Psula Lekihuno, Chalolo. But Akum Abual Bas Yisrael, Avlat Kosher. The kid could marry, maybe not a Kohen, but a kid could marry everyone. Akum Abual Bas Yisrael, Avlat Kosher. If the father is a Mamzer, the kid is also a Mamzer. If the father is a Nosin, the kid is also a Nosin. Klapi the kid, we choishesh, maybe the mother was nivel to a nosin u mamzer, and while the mother was nivel to a nosin u mamzer, the kid is posel. A minute. Ah, you tell me, but it's only a mute. We're not choishesh to the mute. Zot Rabbi Kiveger, this plan. Rabbi Yeshua goes, bosa cheskes kashres. Right? But the roi psulim, he holds it's not good. When it's not roi psulim, he holds it's okay. So in the sode, the mother is posel, and the city, the mother is kosher. Why the mother is possible in the Sade? Roiv Goyim. And the city is no Roiv Goyim, the mother is Kosher. So in the Sade, the mother doesn't have a Cheskes Kashas anymore, right? Because she married Mistama Goy. So the kid never had a Cheskes Kashas. The mother, when she was born, she came to the world, she was Kosher. Suffolk, if later on in life, she became possible. The kid, when he was born, does it go for the Shaile? How he was born? He was born by Kashas, or he was born by Psul? The kid never had a cheskes kashrus. The kid never had a cheskes kashrus. So Dr. Razay. In the Sade, the mother also doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Why? Because it's roi psuli. So we don't go bosa cheskes kashrus for the mother. So now the mother doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Because the roi breaks the cheskes kashrus. The kid never had a cheskes kashrus. If the kid never had a cheskes kashrus, the kid is becheskas, the kid is becheskas, sheniva lenosin ulemanza. So Dr. Razay. In the city, the mother has a cheskes kashrus. If the mother has a cheskes kashrus, cheskes ein nehani lebas. So in the city, as a Rabbi Shua says like this: if a isha is mezana in the sade, she's becheskas shenivala lenosin velemamzer. In the city, she's kosher in ganzen. Zog Rabbi Kiveger, Zog the Gemara, if the only would write the one of the Sode, I would say that in the city it's okay. Why? Because Rabbi Shua only passed Beroiv Psulim. Beroiv Ksherim never passed. Memele. In the Sode he passed because it's Roiv Goyim. And the city is no Roiv Goyim Mikashas. Hi, he said that in the Sode the problem is not only. The problem in the Sode is not only Roiv Israel, not because Roiv Akum. The reason he passed in the Sode is because Nosinu Lemamzer, not because he choishes to a Goy. Because he choishes to nosin u'mamzer. So Rabbi Kiveger right. Val am choishes to a goy in the sade. So the mother doesn't have a cheskes kashrus at all. If the mother doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, the kid never had a cheskes kashrus. So now I have to be choishes that the kid is nival and nosin u'mamzer. I'm choishes the kid nival and nosin u'mamzer. In the city, the mother has a roiv that mistama she was not nival a goy. If I have a roiv that the mother was not nival a goy, so the mother has a cheskes kashrus. If the mother has a cheskes kashrus, so now the kid has a cheskes kashrus. So everyone is okay. In the sade, what the mother loses? She doesn't lose to nosin u mamzer. She loses a cheskes kashrus because it's roiv psulim, so mistama she married a goy. So when it's a roiv against the chazoke, the roiv wins the chazoke. After the mother doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, so now she could marry also nosin u mamzer. So klapi the kid that never had a cheskes kashrus. Klapi the kid, we assume he was nival mistomet to a nosin u mamzer. The kid is also loving the call. what Rabbi Yeshua said, Becheska Sheni Velonosu Lemamzer. And he asked the Kasha, what was my Kasha on Rabbi Kiveiger? How the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yeshua only said it Beroy Psulim. Rashi says, because Roy Vakum. Masha'ekin in the city is not Roy Vakum, but Rabbi Yeshua didn't say Becheska Sheni Velonosu. He said Becheska Sheni Velonosu. The Torah says, you're right. The mother herself is Becheska Sheni Velonosu. But the man, she lost the chazoke. She lost the chazoke. The man, the kid is chash nosim v'manza. No. And the reisha, no, what is the Gemara's kasha? Write only the sefer that the issue is osur in the sode. So the Gemara, I need two, because if I would write only the sefer that the issue is only osur in the sode, I would think that in the city the issue is muta. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua and the sode said that the issue is osur because it's roi psulim. But in the city, he'll be matter the issue because it's roiv ksheirim. So Rabbi Kiveh Eger, but Rabbi Yeshua didn't say it. He said, Becheska Sheni Velo Lenosin Lemamzer. It's no roiv nosin Lemamzer. So we see Rabbi Yeshua is choishish to the miut. So Rabbi Kiveh Eger, Aminu, Lachamot. What is the kasha? What is the kasha? Not the Mishnah, our Braiser. Not the Mishnah. We're talking about the Mishnah. We're going on the Braiser. Chode Chuba, the Dabre, Chode Chuba, the Masa. The Mishnah is not talking about the Sada. Where is the Sada in the Mishnah? I never found the Sada in the Mishnah. We have in the Braise, Chode Chuba de Dabre, Chode Chuba de Masa. Frank the Gemore, write only the second Chuba de Dabre, and I would know that Rabbi Yeshua asks, Zog the Gemore will say only Chuba de Dabre, I would say Rabbi Yeshua only asked Beroy Psuli. I would not know that Rabbi Yeshua asks even Beroy Ksherim. La Loche Rabbi Yeshua asks even Beroy Ksherim. Frank the Gemore, how you can have such a Hava Mine? That Rabbi Yeshua only asks Beroy Psuli. And he's not asking Beroy Ksheirim. If Rabbi Yeshua said, "Arei ze Becheska Sheni Velo Legoi," so he goes Basa Roy Psulim. But he says Becheska Sheni Velo Nosim Velo Mamzer. So he's choishes to the mirt. He's choishes to the mirt. The Torah says he's going clapping the kids, not clapping the mother. The mother loses Becheska Kashis because it's Roy Psulim. The male by the kid, we choishes even to the mirt because it's no chazoke. Aye, why in the Reisha Rabbi Yeshua holds everyone is kosher? Val the mother has a cheskas kashrus because it's roiv ksheirim, so chazoke is not chept. The man of the kid already has a chazoke, has even the mother. But in the sefer, val the mother loses a chazoke because the goy, the kid never, there's no chabot. The kid never has a chazoke. The whole chazoke of the kid is cheskas ei mehani lebas. Zokter in the Reisha that the chazoke of the mother was not broken because it's roiv kashrus with the chazoke, so the chazoke helps the kid. But in the Sefer, that is Roy Psulim. So the mother lost the Chazoke. While the mother lost the Chazoke, so the mother herself is possible like Kehune. But now the kid that never had a Chazoke, and the ganze Chazoke of the kid is Gibayt of the Chazoke of the mother. While in the Reisha, the mother doesn't have a Chazoke. If the mother doesn't have a Chazoke, then the kid also doesn't have a Chazoke. Then the kid is Becheskas, Sheniva, Lenosin, Lemamza.
Why is there a Chazoke?
There's no Chazoke because we Roiv, Roiv Goyim.
So why now?
No, so now the kid never had a chazoke. The whole chazoke of the kid was, if the mother had a chazoke, the kid would have a chazoke. Vayel is roi psulim, so the mother lost the chazoke. So you can't say, cheskas ei mehani lebas. No, I'm crazy. The kid never has a chazoke. The kid never has a chazoke. When there's no chazoke, Rabbi Yeshua holds, mai leosu biyuchzim, misofik yosu. Misofik yosu. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't have cheskas kashres, misofik yosu. What is the tzad of man de omar, man de machshir bo machshir bebito? Holds cheskas ei mehani lebas. The bas be'etzen, the kid never has a chazoke. What is the tzad to be machshir the kid? Alamo the Gemara says, cheskas ei mehani lebas. But if there's no cheskas ei mehani lebas, there's never a tzad to be machshir the bas. So Rabbi Kiveh Eger, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Arei ze Becheska Sheni Velo Nosin Velo Mamzer." He didn't say it for the mother. He was talking about the kid. The mother doesn't need Becheska Sheni Velo Nosin Velo Mamzer. The mother is also because she needs Becheska Sheni Velo Legoi. Like Rashi says, "Roiv Goyim, Roiv Ha'olam Goyim." But after the mother doesn't have a Becheska Kashrus because Mistama she was never to a goy, so now by the kid we have a sofek on a chazoke. The kid never has a chazoke. No, Alamol is Becheska Ei Mehani Lebas. Memele besode that is roi psulim. The mother loses her chazoke. Rube v'chazoke rube odit. Rabbi Yeshua holds we don't have a chazoke. We said she was nival to a pasul. So now we don't have a achroe. Like we said, oh, we know the mother was nival to a kosher. The vlad is a kosher. We don't know who the mother was nival to. So after we don't know the mother doesn't have a chazoke anymore. Now we have a suffix in the vlad. So we machir that the vlad is us. Umachria that the blood is also. In the ratio that we have roiv ksheirim, umachria that the mori was nivel to a kosher. If umachria that the mori was nivel to a kosher, so maybe the blood is also a kosher. What? Avdei b'zok Abishua, even so that it's also. Because Abishua asks even roiv ksheirim. That's the sugi. That's the chilish of the Gemara. Shabbat Yeshua asks even roiv ksheirim. But the Gemara says again, you need both. Because if I would not have both, I would think Rabbi Yeshua only asks b'roi psulim, and he doesn't ask b'roi ksherim. When Avdem Rabbi Kiveigi asked the kasha, how I could have a hava mina, that the reason Rabbi Yeshua asked it in the sefer is because roi psulim, he said mefurash b'tzal areize b'cheske sheniva lo nosinu lemamza. Areize b'cheske sheniva lo nosinu lemamza. The Teretz is not Rabbi Kiveigi, yeah. She lost the chazoke because b'roi psulim. Why she lost the chazoke because roi psulim, the man and now the kid is also even on roi psulim. But in the ratio that she didn't lose a chazoke, so you're right that the kid doesn't have a chazoke. But cheska say mehani lebas, and val cheska say mehani lebas, v'meile, the flat is kosher. Now, here is two esophas. First, Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Chidushim, Zok, this is only good if I'm learning that everyone holds cheska say mehani lebas. So I could say this whole shtikl teira in the sugi here, chazoke of the mother, chazoke of the kid. But if I don't hold cheska say mehani lebas, I can't say it. It's only if I hold cheska say me'ani lebas. So I'm saying, the chidush Rabbi Yeshua is clapping the kid, not clapping the mother. So the chidushim here, Rabbi Kiveiga says, tzorich ladas. I'm saying, all shtikl teira, if cheska say me'ani lebas, so I'm saying, in the sefer, the mother doesn't have a chazoke, and the reisha, she has a chazoke, and this is the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. And the Mishnah is, Rabbi Kiveiga adds, ve'emesu, because in Amud Aleph, the Gemara made a cheshbon that Rav Asi has to hold that cheska say me'ani lebas. Rav Asi Sovar, man de machshir bo, machshir bebito. And here the Gemara is a little bit of Rav Asi. So Rav Asi l'shitos, it's like Rav Kiva Eger, my shtikl tere goes good. But I want to me'oire here, a shtikl le'ore. Feishnish. Dachzo, this ganzer Rav Kiva Eger is good, lefi the way we said from the Shov Shmaise, pshat and cheskas ei mehani lebas. And the way that we said from Teisves, cheskas ei mehani lebas, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know why no one shtos on it, I think Rav Kiva Eger is nishgirecht. And I will explain. What Rabbi Kiva Eiger said a chidush? We'll take out the cheshbon. Cheshbon, if you get enough, ois cheshbon alein. If you have an isha that goes to a roi psulim, lama zalim, you only ask her b'roi psulim. So she goes to a city that ale ha-goyim. So she doesn't have a cheskes kashos anymore. Legabi kihuna. By her, she marries a goy, she marries a nosim. Every bad deal by her, she becomes asur le-kihuna. So she loses her cheskes kashos because it's roi psulim. Now, clapping the kids, if she married a guy, the kid is okay. Only if she married a nosi, the kid is not okay. So, the kid never had a chazoke. Every time he used the chazoke of the mother. Now the mother anyway doesn't have a cheskes kashrus because we say she became posul. So now for the kid, we choshesh, even for the meal. Because Rabbi Shua Alamol holds my loss of biyuchsi. No boss, but tziruf chazoke. If the mother has a chazoke, the kid has a chazoke. While here the mother lost the chazoke because it's roi psulim, maybe the kid doesn't have a chazoke. On a chazoke, we suffer the kid is awesome. This is the cheshbon Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Lefi Rashi, it's gishmak. We said, how cheskes ei mehani lebas? We decide first the mother. But who she did it? Normally, in a normal case, a lady goes into a room, we don't know who she did it. So the cheskes kashrus, she did it with the right person. She's okay. She's okay, she did it with the right person. So the kid is okay. She did it with the right person, she's okay. So the kid is okay. We're not choshesh. She doesn't have a chazoke, so we don't know who she did it, so we can't be machshir the kid. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Vayel is roi psulim, so we don't have a chazoke with who the mother did it. She doesn't have a cheskes kashos that she did it with the right person. So maybe the kid misafik has to be also. Rabbi Kiva Eiger is glad. But if we're learning pshat, what is cheskes ei mehani lebas? We said the kid is mamshich the father. As a hemshech. The mother, even if she did a beer with a guy, she didn't turn to become mamzeres. She's mutar bekal. So how the kid will lose the chazoke? The kid weiter has a chazoke. The mother was becheskes that she's not a mamzeres. So mistame the kid is also not a mamzer. Mistame the kid is also not a mamzer. If the mother has a chazoke that she's not a mamzeres, the kid is also not a mamzeres. You're right, the mother lost her cheskes kashrus that she's osur lekehuna. Oh, but the kid will not become nosin umanza. The kid will not become nosin umanza. Ein echanami. Lo yitzu the cheskes ei mehani lebas is like the shmaise. like the case of the cows. I decide on the mother, and I say the same shaila that happened in the mother, this is what happened to the kid. So if the mother has a cheskes kasheres, that she was nival le kosher, mistame the kid was nival to kosher. If the mother doesn't have a cheskes kasheres, that she was nival le kosher, so if the kid doesn't have a cheskes kasheres, that he was nival le kosher. Aber lefi teisves, that cheskes kasheres of the aim of Ani Lebas means the kid doesn't change the metzias for what the mother is. If the mother is kosher, the kid is kosher. If the mother is not a mamza, the kid is not a mamza. So you're right. The mother lost the chazake, we say mistome the mother was nival to a goy. She lost the cheskes kasheres that she's mutter lekehuna. But the shayla if she's a mamzeres or not, the mother is becheskes not mamzeres. The mother is mutter lave bekol. While the mother is mutter lave bekol, and the mother is becheskes that she's mutter lave bekol, if the mother is becheskes that she's mutter lave bekol, so the kid lechura doesn't lose the chazake. So the ganze cheshem Rab Kiva Eiger lechura doesn't stim. But Rab Kiva Eiger says that it's so pasha to him. That while the mother is becheskes sheniva la legoi, b'meile she doesn't have a cheskes kasheres, b'meile the kid doesn't have a cheskes kasheres, is only if you learn like Rashi, that like the Shmaise, that I machria the sofek who did it to the mother, and it's like one big shaila. If it's mucha on one side, it's mucha on the other side. But if the lomdus is that the kid is a hemshiyuchis of the mother, so what if a part of the mother changed, but the other part of the mother didn't change? What? So what if one part of the mother changed? But the other part didn't change. Only if we say it's a andere terech, weiss nicht. That if a part changes already, she really doesn't have a chazake bichlal. I'm saying, Rav Kiva Eiger doing the chidushim. A kurzer Rav Kiva Eiger, it's mashmal, it was poshut to him to learn the ganze avone azei virashi. I wanted to start this, the next sugya, it's really a bit spät, but ich betake, to see the whole gemore, till the next, till tiyufte, and to see good the first taste of Dibor HaMasril, Hishavtonu al HaMeruberes.